and they saw it through to fruition.
Yeah, and the reality was that, you know, and we're talking about this now, but Monty did not want Jay on the team. Monty felt that Jay Crowder was too difficult of a player to manage, so he did not want him on the team. So Monty was the one, you know, unbeknownst to some people in the organization, Monty actually called Jay Crowder in the summer and on the phone and told him, like, you're not going to be a starter this year. You know, I'm going to start Cam Johnson. And you didn't have to do that. You could have played it out and just said that, you know, Cam won the job in camp. But he decided to call Jay. Now, at that point, Jay was, okay, well, you know, listen, if you're going to have a new role for me, I'd like a contract extension. Or if you don't want to give me a contract extension, I'd like to be traded. And then the Suns and Monty decided, okay, we're just going to keep you home. We're going to keep you home. There were players on the team that Monty didn't like coaching. JaVale McGee was another one. He didn't like coaching JaVale McGee. But clearly, he did not want Jay Crowder on this roster. He did not like coaching him. He did not want to coach him. He felt that Jay was difficult to manage. Jay was one of those guys that would challenge Monty. He could challenge Book. He could challenge Chris. He's a veteran player and had a lot of respect. I mean, he was the one guy that could challenge everybody, including the coach. And so Monty, you know, felt that he was difficult and didn't want him on the team. And so he sat out just about all year. And now finally, Jay Crowder's got a new home.
Yeah. And look, I'm very glad we're done talking about Jay Crowder. I'm very glad this saga is over. It was, you know, whatever it was that was going on the scenes, behind the scenes between Jay and Monty was annoying and kind of a distraction. And certainly they could have used Jay. And I'll say this, now that it's over, I'm grateful for what Jay did.